It's in the Yemei HaSfira, which is a Hachonah to Matan Torah. It said that the first night of Shavuos, it said that the Rebbe Marash, when said to his uncle, the B'chaim Avrom, who was a son of the Balatanya, said he went to him to ask him for a brocha and to wish him good yontif. As he goes into his uncle, who was the son of the Balatanya, and he sees that his uncle, Chaim Avrom, is sitting and he's crying. So the Maharash asks him, he asks his uncle, he says, "It's Yontif, why are you crying?" He says, "I'm crying," he says, "because I heard from my father, the Balatanya, who said that mitzvah sphere is fartem lochem mimochras ha-shabbos. That you begin to count sphere mimochras ha-shabbos the day after the first day of Pesach. Shabbos means Yontif, the day immediately, right, after the first day of Yontif." So the Balatanya said, "Usfartem is from the Loshen to make it shine, to make it bright. Sapir, noifich sapir v'yahaloi. Sfartem lochem emochres ha-shabbos." If a Yid, basically, starting from the Yemei HaSfira, his avoide is to bring light into every additional day, so ultimately, the Balatanya said, so Tisperu Chamishim Yoim will be Zoiche to the light of the 50th, when Shavuos comes, which is the Yom HaChamishim, you'll be Zoiche to the Nun Sharei Kedusha, Chamishim Sharei Kedusha, which is the highest level of Kedusha. You'll be Zoiche to Tisperu, again, from the Lashon of shine and to make bright, is Chamishim Yoim. So he says, "I already counted all my Yemei HaSfira and I don't see anything. And I'm not Zoiche." So the Maharash point out and look and says, "Ad hechen advorim magim." Says my uncle, this particular uncle, Chaim Avrom, who is the son of the Balatanya, was already 77 years old. Says I knew him; he was a yid that was mufshit legamre from oilam hazeh, totally. He was kuloi ruchnizig a person. And what is he bothered by? First night of Shavuos is that he wasn't zoche to the gilui of the Shar Hanun. Again, to see the great madregas and avodas Hashem that Eden strive for. The greater they are, the more they feel that there's an achrayus to grow even greater. We're mamshich here in the Tanya, right in the middle on page 22. The Tanya basically told us that there are four klipos. There are four klipos. We have the sholish klipos hatmeyos, which are the three klipos hatmeyos, basically that are kuloi ra. Completely ra, and that is basically the makeup, the Tanya says, of the Umas Oilom. Also, as far as Dvorim Asurim, things that are osir, like Orla, all of the animals that are osir Bachila, the vitality, the Koich Achius, is from the Sholish Klipos Atmeus. On the other hand, he says, Dvorim Hamutorim, things that are mutter, Bosar Yain, which are kosher, this is from what's called Klipas Noiga. Klipas Noige is the Klipa Haravias, which is referred to the Posik in Yechesko. V'noiga aloi misoviv, says Yechesko. Klipas Noige is a combination of Toiv and Ra. Tanya pointed out that truth be told that the Klipas Noige on this world, the Oilam Hoasiyah, Klipas Noige is Ruboi Ra, it's Miutoi Toiv, only a Miut is Toiv. However, a Yid through his Avoide can determine whether he's able to extract and be Mevarer, to remove the toiv of Klipas Noiga and to elevate it to Kedusha, or just the opposite, where Klipas Noiga becomes dragged down and it becomes a markova, becomes a vehicle, becomes connected to the Sholish Klipas at Temeyas. So Klipas Noiga can go anyway. As far as the Yid is concerned, as we pointed out, has two neshamas. He has the neshama, right, the neshama olikis, the nefesh olikis, which is a chelik olikai mimal. But in addition, the Yid also has the second neshama, which is called the Nefesh HaBahamis, the animal soul, But the animal soul, in contrast to the Yimisoylam, the Nefesh of Hamas of Yid is from Klipas Noiga, which means to say that Yid is able to elevate that also, Latoiv, or just the opposite, which means that he's able to drag it down, it should have a Nefil, and should have a Yerida, in the Bechin of the Sholish Klipas Atmeus, like the Yimisoylam. So the Tanya tells us, Dvarim Asurim, that's clear. Things that are also the Koich Achiyus comes from the Sholish Klipas Atmeus. However, Dvarim Hamutorim, things that are Mutar Beachila, depends how you eat it. And the Tanya demands, as we say, a very, very strict curriculum, a great machai, tremendous machai. The Tanya tells us that the Achila of the Yid has to be L'Shem Shemayim. And when a Yid eats Bosar V'yayin with the Kavona, Tav Koich, Lavodis Hashem, so now he elevates the Koyach Achiyus, which is Klipas Noige, elevated the Kedusha. And the Tanya says, therefore, he's here in the middle there. We're being Mamsha where we left off. Oy Bishvil Kedei Lekai Mitzvah Zoynik Shabbos V'yontiv. For example, if a person eats, but his Kavona is in order to be able to be Mekayim the Mitzvah to enjoy Shabbos and Yontiv. In this case, the Achil itself is Achil Shal Mitzvah, because he's eating L'Shem Mitzvah Zoynik Shabbos V'yontiv. The Tanya says, if a Yid eats a dover hamuter l'shem shomayim, but to be mikayim mitzvah zoynik shabbos v'yontiv. And before he said, what was the other example? Just before that, or where Yid eats in the weekdays, but he eats in order to have koyach, right? To learn better, to daven better, to do chesed better. And all of these are examples where Yid's achila of a dover hamuter is l'shem shomayim. Then says the Tanya, adai nizbarer chiyus habosav hayayim. Then he extracts. He extracts from the boss of a yayin, which is a dover hamuter, he extracts the chelik ra, because again, the koich achiyus is klipas noiga. Klipas noiga is a combination of both, ra and toiv. But if he utilizes l'toiv, so the koich achiyus and the boss of a yayin becomes elevated, and becomes nizbarer. Nizbar means he extracts from the boss of a yayin, shoye nishpam klipas noiga, right? The oile la Hashem ke oile ke korban. And it's oil to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like mamish, like a carbon. So the achila pshuta that a Yid eats is the machin of a carbon. And we know, truth be told, we know Chazal say, very similar, Chazal say, the bezman she beis hamikdash kayim, right? So then mizbeach mechaper. Bezman shein beis hamikdash kayim, shulchon o shel adam mechaper, which means that the shulchon, the table of Yid. What do you mean the table of Yid? It's not the wooden table we're talking about. We're talking about the food. The achila vishtir, the anhoge, about how a Yid is noig bishas when he eats, is the machin of a carbon. But the Tanya just explains it to us in depth, because the Koich Achius, what is the life force in Bos of a Yayin, or anything that is a Dovra Hamuter, is Klipas Noiga, which is a combination of both. But when I eat that Bos of a Yayin with a Kavono L'Shem Shemayim, so now I have elevated it purely L'Toiv, I've extracted it. The Chelik Hara have removed, and the Chelik HaToiv has been removed, and has been elevated, as the Tanya points out to a Bechina, like a Korban. That is not only, says the Tanya now further in Achila, because we speak about Maisa, Dibur, and Machshove. These are three elements always we talk about. Machshove, Dibur, and Maisa. Continues the Tanya further. And he says, V'chein hoim milse de bedichase. In other words, the same thing is also concerning speech. That the koich achius in speech, we have a koich to speak. Again, the life force comes from our neshoma. The life force of our neshoma, nefesh ha-bahamis, the animal soul, that is klipas noiga. But depending on how we use now the power of speech as well, before we spoke about Maisa, for example, Achila and so on. So let's say somebody basically makes a humorous remark, a joke. But the purpose is not l'shem litzonis. The purpose is not l'shem joke. The reason he's saying a milsa de bedichase is l'fakeach datoy, to sharpen his mind. And in order to expand his heart, right? In order to be able to be mesameach with the Kodesh Baruch Hu and the Torah, she'tzrichem liyos besimcha, which should be practiced besimcha, avodas Hashem in Torah, ivdus Hashem besimcha. And as we find the Gemara tells us, a matter of fact, in Masechta Shabbos, the Gemara tells us, u'kamo she'osa Rava l'talmidov, as we find, in fact, Rava did the same thing with his own talmidim. Before Rava started the shir, he started and he proceeded with the milsa de bedichasa to put them in the proper mood. As the Gemara says, Shoma lefnei milta de bedichas etchila. First, he would say, he would preface the shir with a milta de bedichas, some sort of a humorous remark. Ubadcha rabbonon, and they became cheerful, and thereby they would be able to be more receptive and be able to understand better the material that they are learning. The interesting thing is, so the Tanya says the same thing. If a person uses in such a way Right? If a person uses humorous speech, it's humorous. But if you use it for the purpose, Shem Shemayim, use a Babel to understand the Shir better, because you're going to start and be in a proper mood, so your mind is going to be more receptive. Mamela, this power of speech, which originates in Klipas Noiga, is extracted again from the Chelik Hora of Klipas Noiga, and basically becomes absorbed in Kedusha and becomes elevated to Kedusha. Same thing. Because this is the way he used it. He used it proper. He used the power of speech. Could be a humorous remark even, but it's L'Shem Shemayim. So this also becomes a form of Avodas Hashem, and therefore is Nichlal, and it becomes elevated to a high level. The Noida Behuda had a son who was Memale Mokim in Prague. Of course, was Shmuel Landau. Similarly, in Frankfurt was the Baal HaFloa, was the Rebbe of the Chassam Sofer, one of the Rebbes. Talmud of the Nos Nadler, as we know, the Chassam Sofer was. Nos Nadler, as we know, was a Kohen, and then the HaFloa was a Levi. The Pinchas HaLevi Ish Horowitz, and therefore the Chassam Sofer many times the Chuvis refers to that I had the schus to learn by the great Kohen and by the great Levi. Great Kohen meaning Reb Nos Nadler. And he says, and the great Levi meaning is the Baal HaFloa. It's a Gon Oilam, was the brother of the Rebbe of Shmelke, who was your side, by the way, was today. Shmelke of Nicholsburg. Two brothers, Achim HaGdoshim, as we mentioned, I believe, when we started to learn Tanya, that when the Magid of Mezrich, right, the successor to the Baal Shem Tov, was the Rebbe of the Tanya and so on, when he commissioned the Baal HaTanya to write the Shulchan Aruch commission, so the Tanya Taki wrote sort of like a pilot, a few chapters he wrote, and before he decided to go on, in the Hagdama, the children of the Tanya write, the manuscript was given over to Achim HaGdoshim, says the Baal HaFloa, and to Reb Shmelke, the Rebbe Reb Shmelke of Nicholsburg. And they agreed and approved. He says it's a tremendous work, and it should continue, and continue further. So, the HaFloa had a son, was named Reb Tzvi Horowitz, who succeeded him in Frankfurt, who wrote a sefer called Lach Metoida. And there he writes, very interesting, seems a little humorous, but based upon what the Gemara just says and what the Tanya points out, that even though Milsa de Bedichas, right, is something which doesn't seem to be Avishaychis to Nyonim of Kedusha, it's not the Jewish way, Tamazoi, unless it's in context of Simchas Chosam Mekala, has to be proper, right, the proper time, and appropriately said. But we see here also, before you start Ishir, before you start learning, the Gemara said that Rove, right, would say to his Talmidim, he would say before them, Milsa de Bedichas. So before you start learning, a milsa de bedichas is justified, correct? That's what we see. So this is the pshat he says in Pasuk in Tehillim. In Tehillim it says, "Ube Moishev leitzim lo yosha ki'im b'teres Hashem cheftzoi." Ki'im means ki'im. When is Moishev leitzim, quote, justified b'teres Hashem cheftzoi? If he's using it as a hakdama to Torah. Asher ish asher holach batzas v'shoim. Right? The Elazachim. Ube Moishev leitzim lo yosha ki'im. Ki'im means when is it justified? Not ki'im, what else did he do? But no, ki'im goes on the Moshe Leitzim. Ki'im, when is Moshe Leitzim sometimes justified? Right? So he says, the Torah Hashem Chepzoi, if this is Hagdoma to this year, so Mil becomes like appropriate. So I just want to mention that interesting thing, the Oruch Lener, Mesech Tesukeh, Daf Mem Tesom at base. Oruch Lener says, and he suggests, that this requirement that maybe to say Milsa de Bedichas before learning, he says, in my mind, says Oruch Lener, this is his opinion, he says, this is not for people who really learn Torah Lishma. People who learn Torah Lishma don't need the Hagdama of the Milsa de Bedichas. They don't need the Hagdama of the Milsa de Bedichas. They can very well begin to learn right away and just get right into it. Because people who are not into Torah Lishma, so their Torah is not so pure, so they need a Hagdama. They need a Hagdama. They need the encouragement of the Milsa de Bedichas. So he says as follows. He says, the Gemara quotes in Masech Tesukim Memtes, it says, there's Torah's Chesed al Shoina. Torah's Chesed. Torah's Shal Chesed. The Torah's Shain Shal Chesed. What do you mean Torah's Chesed? The Eishes Chayil has a Torah's Chesed al Shoina. Are there really two Torahs? Is there really a Torah of Chesed and a Torah Shain Shal Chesed? I think Mara gives two answers. One of the answers is Torah Lishma is called a Torah's Chesed. Now Torah Shloi Lishma is a Torah Shain Shal Chesed. So Zerach Lener, if you learn Torah's Chesed, you learn Lishma, then you don't need the Milsa of the Bedichas. Therefore, he says, the Pshat in the Pasuk is, Pia Poscha B'Chachma. She was able to start right away with Chachma. You don't need the Milsa of the Bedichas. You don't have to be Poseach with the Milsa of the Bedichas. When? The Torah's Chesed al-Shoina. You're learning Torah Lishma. When you learn Torah Lishma, then you don't need the Hagdama of the Milsa de Bedichese. In other words, Pia Poscha b'Chachma. The Pesicha can be right away with Chachma. You don't have to start with the Milsa de Bedichese. You don't need a Pesicha of the Milsa de Bedichese. When? If it's Torah Chesed al Shoina. Okay, so the Tanya continues on further. So says the Tanya now. So Bekitza, when someone eats a Dover Hamuter, but he eats it with the Kavanah L'Shem Shemayim, so the life force of that Dover Hamuter, which basically is Klipas Noige, now becomes elevated. Right, and he extracts the Chelik HaToy from the Chelik HaRa and becomes elevated. However, if a person eats the exact same thing, again, we're eating the exact same thing, it's a Dover HaMuter, but the Kavon is different. Ach, Mishuhu bezoilei boser v'soy v'yayim, l'malois tavas gufoy v'nafshe b'hamis. But on the other hand, if a person is one of those people, basically, who eats meat, you know, gluttonously, he's a glutton, he wants to stuff himself, and he absorbs wine to satisfy his bodily appetite and his animal soul. Shuhu b'chines yisoid hamayim. Taive comes from the yisoid of mayim. Ma'arba yisoid es haroyim, which is one of the four evil elements. Mayim is one of the four, talking from the animal soul. This desire, he says, shibo ma'arba yisoid es haroyim shibo shememeno midas ha'taive. Water belongs, taive belongs to the element of mayim, from which comes the appetite for pleasure. As pointed out already, the Tanya said in Perek Aleph, that the truth is that all the evil characteristics of a person come from one of the Dalad Yesoidis. There's Eish, Ofer, Ruach, and Mayim. It means the human body consists of these four Yesoidis, Eish, Ofer, Ruach, and Mayim, and all the Midas, as Reb Chaim Vital brings in Shara Kedusha, that all the Midas in a person, he says, Atzlus, for example, laziness comes from Ofer, from the Yesoid Ofer, from the element of Ofer. Ofer is something you don't get. He says in the Val, Gaiva comes from Eish. Eish is something that's Oilu Lamala, from the Yisoid Eish that we have within ourselves. And we have to therefore work on our Midas to be able to strike a balance with each and every one of the Midas. Maim is Matzmiach Kol Mine Tanugim, says Reb Chaim Vital. Maim is Matzmiach, right? When you put water to the ground, then it's Matzmiach, all type of Tanugim which grow out of the ground, all types of pleasures. So Taiva within the body, which also has the Yisoid HaMaim. Maim is one of the Dalad Yisoid, it's one of the four elements of the body. So Mayim is the source where all Taiva comes from. But you might remember, we pointed out, what the Kolaria says, Kolaria was a Talmud Chasam Sofer, so in the Psiche he writes, that's the reason, what Chazal say, Hayom Ro Vayonois, Ma Ro Aroinois Shel Yosef Ro. But the Yam saw that caused them to split, to agree. Kriyas Yam saw, because he saw, when Kol Yisro came, he saw the Oren of Yosef. And all the Mepharshim, what does it mean, Aroinois Shel Yosef? Why are we so scared about it? What was the Aroinois Shel Yosef? What did that do? But the answer is, if you want to make Kriyas Yamsuf, then you want to be Shoilet on the Tev of Mayim. If you want to be able to change the structure of water, to be able to change the structure of water to create a Kriyas Yamsuf, who is able to do Kriyas Yamsuf? A person who has Shlita on the Yisoid of Mayim. Mayim is the Makor HaTaive, as the Tanya tells us right here. So being that Taive comes from Mayim, says the Sefer Kol Arya, Yosef HaTzadik, more than anybody else, right, who had the Shlita on the Koich HaMayim Shebikirboi, Yosef HaTzadik was able to control and to dominate on his own Taive and to control his Yisoid HaMayim. A person who has control over his own Yisoid HaMayim has also control over Mayim in the world itself. And therefore, when it came to the idea to be able to do Kriyas Yamsuf, what did the Yam see? It's Aroni Shel Yosef. Yosef is the one who was able to have control on his own Yisoid HaMayim, was able to have a Koich HaMa'atzer to his Taive. There he's able to curb the Taiva, to control Taiva. Yosef had Shlita on his Yisoid HaMayim. He also had Shlita, therefore, and Hayom Rov HaYonos, and therefore the Yam went. Now, so the Tanya tells us, if someone is Bezoilo Lebosa, somebody eats, right? Poshet, he eats Mamish L'Shem Taiva. What happens now? Now the Klipas Noige, right, which is the life force in that same Bosa V'Yayin that we spoke about, he's now dragging it down. Instead of elevating it, and extracting the Chelik HaToiv and elevating it, like we mentioned, the Bechinas carbon, he's now lowering it. That Klipas Noige now becomes a Markov, it becomes connected to the Sholish Klipas Atzmeis. He has really ruined it, he has destroyed it, and he has lowered it, he's dragged it down. Hinei al yedei zeh, through this, right, through this Achila, this Oifen of Achila that he's eating, L'shem Taive, Yoyred Chiyus HaBosav HaYayin SheBikirboi, he degraded the chius of the boss of the yayin. The nichla lefisho bera gomur. When he says lefisho, means because you can overturn it later. There's something that you can do to overturn it. So at the moment, while he ate it as a glutton, he ate it l'shem taiva. He ate it poshet l'shem desire to fulfill his taiva. So now he has lowered it, at least temporarily, right? Shebisholosh klipos atmeis becomes part and connected to the three klipos atmeis, the gufoi, and the body of the glutton, the person who ate it. His body, by eating these foods in such a manner, shloi l'shem shomayim, gufoi natsa lehen levush, his body becomes a garment, umarkova, and becomes a vehicle for these klipos. And we say that his body becomes a vehicle, it means pochet, there's total, completely hachnoah, there's total subservience. In the same way that a vehicle, right, is totally subservient to the one who drives the vehicle, he now becomes, this person's body, he becomes a markova to the sholish klipos atmeis lefisho. For the moment, temporarily. How long temporarily? Ad asher yoshuv ha'odom, until the person does tshuva, v'yachzel avodas Hashem l'toyrosoi, and he returns, right, to the service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nistoyim, which means as follows. If I ate l'moshel, make the example. You can imagine the following example. I ate mamish l'shem taive. Mamish l'shem taive, mamish 100%, completely l'shem taive, no l'shem shemayim whatsoever. Fine. So now, what happened is he said that the body of this person, right, and the koyach of the bos and the yain itself had become lowered, had become dragged down into the sholish klipos atmeis. Let's say I decide now, you know what? Okay. I take ate l'shem taive. But now, l'maisa, I feel strong, I feel bekoyach. I'm going to use this koyach that I derived through the sachila. I'm now going to sit down and learn for the next 10 hours. I'm now going to go and do acts of chesed. I'm now going to daven better. So now I'm taking the koiches that were derived, emes, it was derived for the moment, right? Through desire, l'shem, whatever reason I ate. Anything but l'shem shemayim. But now, says the Tanya, if a person goes and he turns, l'avodas Hashem l'torosoi, so therefore he uses the energy. He uses the energy of the achil of ishti and the food and the drink that he ingested. So now it becomes released from the klipos and returns back to Kedusha. As he points out, why is there a possibility for this boss of a yayin to be restored to Kedusha? Because be'etzim, as we said, it's a dover hamuter. Boss of a yayin, we're talking about it, which is a dover hamuter. It's not like dvorim hasurim, like chazer, like camel, or whatever it is. So being kilefish or your boss of heter v'yayin kosher, being in as much that the meat and the wine were basically was kosher, was permissible, right? The only problem was what? That it was the person's desire that degraded it. Mitzad the chefetz, it was dvorim hamutorim. So it was the person's desire for pleasure that degraded it. So therefore, they now also have the power. Now they have the power to revert and ascend with him. When he returns back to do avodas Hashem, at which time, as we mentioned, that the koyach and the strength that he gained from the food and the drink from the achil of ishtiyah, right, is being utilized. He uses that koyach to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. On the other hand, if he does not, after he eats and drinks, he does not go and use that strength for achil of ishtiyah, for avodas Hashem. But rather, he spends the next 5-6 hours doing something else. Even if subsequently he decides later on, right, to do avodas Hashem, but that achil of ishtiyah does not have a tikkun, because that's not, he doesn't have koyach. That koyach is long dissolved. That koyach of the achil of ishtiyah is long behind him. But in order to be able to revert the food and drink, to be able to back, to be malah, to elevate the original achil of ishtiyah that was done for the wrong reasons, to be able to elevate it back to kedusha, is if he utilizes the koyach that was derived from that achil of ishtiyah. He turns avodas Hashem l'toyrosoi. But should he not use it? And finally, when that strength has been waned, that strength has already long gone and dissolved. Tomorrow he's going to go back l'avodas Hashem l'toyrosoi. So the koyach and the strength from the achil of ishti of yesterday is gone. But he's not elevating that anymore. That is lost. That he can't overturn. And he points out, as the Tanya says, so Lamai says, we see that bos of a yayin u'kidoyim, things which betzim is a dover hamuter, the only thing that degraded it was what? The person's intent. Because when he ate it, his desire for personal pleasure degraded it. So then it's able again to revert and to bounce back. Because the Tanya says that's the chilik between the word mutter and osir. What does mutter and osir mean? Because shezehu loshen heteru mutter. Heteru means something, right, which is permissibility. And mutter means permissible. What does it mean? Mutter means it's unbound. It's not tied. Something which is not chained, something which is not connected is called mutter. So therefore it means she'enoi kosher v'osir bidei hachitzoinim. It means it is not tied, it's not bound by the power of the chitzoinim. The power of the chitzoinim are the power of the evil forces. The chitzoinim are the klipos. The chitzoinim are the sitra achra, the other side. Right? It's not tied, it's not connected to the other side. Because be'etzim, it's a dover hamuter. the beans of Dovra Mutter, it's not bound. He can, yes, degrade it, yes, but it doesn't become connected in the clutches of the Chitzoyinim in the sense that you can't release it, and you can't be matzal it, and you can't save it or retrieve it. That's what Mutter means. Mutter means it's not permanently attached. It's not permanently connected. It's not in a point, Shlo Yuchel Achzev Al Alas Hashem. It's not connected and tied and bound to prevent it from returning, ascending to Kodesh Baruch Hu. But rather, the Tanya says, it's able to be oil again, you can elevate it, and bring it back to the Rabbeinu Shloimeh. As he pointed out, when a person is involved, he uses the koiches and uses the strength of that achil v'shtir, he uses it in Avodas Hashem. However, there's one thing, says the Tanya. Even though we said you're able to elevate that achil v'shtir back, right? You're able to elevate the Kedusha, but the Tanya says, Rak shaharishimoy memenu nisha beguf. Even when the energy returns to Kedusha, says the Tanya, but nevertheless, there still is a trace, there is a roshim of evil that remains in the body. What the Tanya tells us, that when a person, l'maisa, when he eats food that is mutter, right? And he eats a poshet l'shem taiva, it causes the food, as we said, right? It descends into total evil at that point. It becomes part of the sholish klipas at the meis, right? So now, as we said, it becomes part of the body. His body also becomes now a markova, said the Tanya, to the sholish klipas at the meis. Now, when a person does tshuva, he says, so when the person does tshuva, nevertheless, he says, a vestige, still a small amount of that ra still remains. And the Tanya says, the way to get rid of it, therefore, would be, the Tanya says, get rid of it is, here he points out here, v'alkein tzorech haguf l'chibut hakever k'mo shizboi l'kamon. The frightening thing. It means that all of our achilas, how many of us can say we eat l'shem shemayim? So there we have degraded them, right? We have degraded them from Klipas Noiga into the Sholish Klipas Atmeis. And even under the best of circumstances, when we utilize the strength, L'Avodah Hashem Torosoi, and basically we get rid of most of it, and we elevate it, but a Roshim Beguf will remain. There's a Roshim, a trace of that Koyach Hara remains in the body, a Roshim. There's a Roshim, there's a trace. And that can be removed, says the Tanya, when the Guf, L'Achra Mei Vesrim, the Guf is in the Kever, which is called Chibut HaKever, which means the purging of the Guf, the purging of the grave. Which the goof undergoes a certain procedure. We're not going to discuss it now. And Mamela, he says, then it will come. However, the Tanya will tell us there's one more etzah. There's a high level of tshuva me'ahava, as we'll soon see, which should literally overturn everything. But now the Tanya is talking about stam, that b'der klal, even if a person uses the koiches for avodas Hashem, and will again revert, and will elevate the achil v'shtiyah, the kedusha, but it will still leave a trace, it will still leave a reishim. And he goes on further, he says the same thing is also, he says in our marital life, he says, V'chein achiyas shebetipoy zera sheyotzo memenu, betava bahamis. So also he says, the tipoy of zera, the betas that come out of the body, he says, Shalei kiddish atzmei b'shas tashmishim ishtei tohera, where he did not conduct himself in a holy manner during intimacy, right? So here too he says, that temporarily also, again, he degrades these koiches, these forces. Because there's a whole inyan that says the whole avodah, the person should be mekadesh himself b'shas tashmish and do it. This also is a way where a person is supposed to do it l'shem shemayim in a way, even though it involves, of course, it involves physical pleasure. But l'maisa the kavonis is what's going to be, is mekadesh the act. So l'maisa the Tanya says, so a person again, if he utilizes l'maisa later on and he uses the koiches and uses the strength l'avodah Hashem, so he's able basically to elevate it back to kedusha, but a roshim remains. Now, this is true when you're talking about dvorim hamutorim, things that are basically mutter. But when a person actually is involved with forbidden foods, things that are actually osir, so now mitzad the machol itself it is osir. It's not the intent itself that's osir, that he's doing wrong, so to speak. But it's the machol itself which is forbidden, right? Ubiyos asuris, or the forbidden relationships. Shehein misholish klipas atmeis legamre, because that's not klipas noige. Food that is also basically is the vitality in the koyach achiyus comes on the cholish klipas atmeyos. These are called osir. Osir means the opposite of mutter. Mutter means unbound, released. Osir means tied, matir asurim, right? Something that is tied, something that is connected. These things are dvorim ho asurim. What do you mean asurim? It means they are completely connected in the koyach and the forces of evil. These are asurim ukshurim biyad achitzoinim liyolam. These things that are osir, foods that are forbidden foods. They are tied and they are bound by the chitzoinim, by these forces, forever. By these clippers, forever. The ein oilem misham. And he says, these things cannot be elevated from the clippers, and other dvar masurim, only when Mashiach will come, he says. Because then all evil will be uprooted. and be removed from the world. Haver gilulim in oritz, he says. The ein oilem mishomet says, Adi says, ki yovoy yoimom, until the day will come, their day will come. Their day will come means when evil will totally disappear completely from the world. The yivula hamovat l'netach, right? And death will be eradicated forever. And death, by the way, is referring to the klippos. The klippos are called death because they oppose godliness. So the klippos are called death. Because then when Mashiach comes, the Pasuk says, "There's ruach hatuma avir min ha'aretz." That I'll remove, right, all the spirit of impurity, he says, from the earth. So b'meila, then when Mashiach comes, the klippos will cease to exist. So then the nitzutzei kedusha, the sparks of holiness, because klippa means, as we pointed out many times, it's a shell, it's covering. What is it covering? The same way that a klippa covers, right, the edible fruit, which is inside, the klippas cover the sparks of kedusha. When Mashiach comes and the klippa ceases to exist, so all the sparks of kedusha will be revealed. The earth and the world will be filled with all the sparks of kedusha. The sparks of kedusha, right, will be freed from their being trapped into these klippas. So that's one hechatimtze. So if a person basically, if he ingests, he says, Macholas Asuras, there's no way that he could really elevate that, says the Tanya. But basically, the damage that is done and one cannot be removed or elevated in any sense, it says, until Mashiach comes. However, here comes the good news. There's one more Eitzah. And that is the highest level of tshuva, not a simple level of tshuva. The Tanya says, Oy, or he says, Achiyase tshuva gedoyle kol kach. When a person does tshuva, right, a great tshuva, he does a tshuva to the extent, right, so earnestly, so emesdik, shezidoynes nasoloi kizochiyis mamish. We know there are two levels of tshuva. Tshuva meyira and this tshuva me'ahava. Tshuva meyira is the person that's tshuva out of fear. That's a lower level of tshuva. Could be yiras oynish, could be fear, whatever his situation is. Then there is tshuva me'ahava, or a person that's tshuva because of ahava, because of the love that he had to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Chazal say, the Gemara in Yuma says, when a person does tshuva me'ahava, not only do these doinus turn into shaygig, the mazid into shaygig, but the doinus nasal kizochius, the averis turn into mitzvahs. Says the Tanya, when a person does tshuva mi'ahava, where there's the doinus nasal kizochius, so the whole averis turn into a mitzvah. So all of the damage that was created before, when he ate those macholos asuris, and we said that you're not able to remove those koiches of evil until Mashiach comes, that's called zman, that there is a mitzvah of an averis. But when you do tshuva mahava, there's no longer a mitzvah of an avera, because the avera itself has been turned over into a mitzvah. Shazdoinis nasal kizochi is mamish. Shehi tshuva me'ahava, and the Tanya explains. How does it work? We have to understand that. If you did an avera, okay, so you did tshuva. But how does it work? Just because I did tshuva, how is it that those averas now turn into a mitzvah? How do they become a mitzvah? Tshuva basically means is, I have charota, and I'm a kabbal, right? Le'osid. Right? And Mekabel Osit, that in the future I will not do the same thing anymore. I will now turn over a new leaf, a new page of my life. Fine. Great. But how do the Averis, how does Tshuva Me'ahava work? Where is the Bi'ur Hadover that if I do Tshuva Me'ahava, that is the doinus, that the maze it turns into Zochius? So the Tanya explains. What is Tshuva Me'ahava? It says as follows. Tshuva Me'ahava is, she Tshuva Me'ahava Umke Deliba. Tshuva Me'ahava means this is a Tshuva that a person does, he repents out of the love that he has to the Rabbeinu Shloilam. He says it comes from the depth of his heart. It means he has a tremendous tzimoy, and he has a thirst. He has a tremendous desire to cleave to the Rabbeinu Shloilam. That's what Tshuva Mahava means. Tshuva Mahava, he has a burning desire. Now, v'tzoma nafsho l'Hashem, and he has a thirst of the Rabbeinu Shloilam, like someone, let's say, finds himself in a midbar. You have to realize, when somebody's thirsty, the level of thirst that he has when he's in a midbar is a much greater degree than when he's thirsty in town. Because when a person is in town, even though he's thirsty, he knows it doesn't take very long until either he comes home, right, and then takes a bottle of water, or goes into a store and buys a bottle of water. So it's pas besalo, at least he knows sooner or later he's going to have water. So the whole idea of being thirsty is not such a burden on his life, because he knows sooner or later he'll be able to do something to alleviate the situation. Someone who is a midbar, it's compounded, the fact that he's in a midbar where there's no hechatimtze, but there has to have it even to find any water. So the tsar of the thirst, right, is compounded by the mere fact that it's taking place, as he says, be'eretz tzio, ba'afeyor, ve'efo. It's a place which is parched and it's barren. Such a place. This is the type of thirst, says the Tanya, that a person has to derbeinish loyalim. The type of thirst, you can imagine the type of thirst, the level of a thirst that a person has for water when he's in a midbar, the highest level of thirst, that is the kind of a level of thirst that he has to cleave onto a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Tshuva me'ahava, as he says. Lios, he says, being, kiad heino, he says, and what promotes that? What brings a yid? The Tanya explains, what brings a yid to this tremendous amount of thirst to a Kodesh Baruch Hu? To have tzemoim, to have this thirst, this tremendous level of thirst to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. You know what brought it? It's the Aveira brought him to that. Because, Lios, because being that till now, when he was chayte, being before he did tshuva, till now before he did tshuva, his neshama, right, was nebuch, it was shikua, it was in a barren wilderness, it was in the shadow of death. Tel moves. He asit rachra, idechuka urachayke moer pnei Hashem betachlis, and the neshama was distant, was removed from HaKadosh Baruch Hu completely, far, far removed, in the greatest possible measure, betachlis. So therefore he says, Somo napshoi beyeser ois. So therefore now that he does tshuva out of love, his neshama thirsts, because being that he was so deep, he was so far away, it's like somebody, right, who has a very good friend, right, and doesn't see him for a long time. The distance that was created between them, that goof is the sibit that now that there's a longing to meet again. Same thing is with his mother and his son, a child with a mother. Child goes away to yeshiva, right, young boy, right, goes away, far goes across the ocean. Especially at the time where you didn't have the telephones like every day, like now people forgot to write today, you know, right? So that's what it means. All you do is dial, you know. So the tremendous tzemoim, distance, right? The distance, they say the absence of God makes the hearts grow fonder. That's the way it is. There's the longing. There's the gaguim. When a yid's neshama, when a yid was chayte, his neshama was shikua, as he says. He was shikua tak in the other side, which is the hepech, away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So now, tzoma nafsha beyeser oiz mitzemoim nafsha tzadikim. His neshama thirsts more than the nefesh of a tzaddik. The nefesh of a tzaddik, you'll say, is the big baal madrega, but his neshama doesn't have that thirst. Why? Because the tzaddik, who's always close to Kodesh Baruch Hu, is someone who always has his water at hand. The person always has his water at hand, doesn't have that thirst. His water is always there. Right? However, the person of the tshuva, the baal tshuva, on the other hand, he finds himself as if he was in a midbar, because the absence of water itself causes his thirst to burn with a much greater intensity. K'mamor Amzal. And Chazal have said, "B'mokoyim shebal tshuva oimdim, right? Ein tzadikim gemurim yicholim lamoid." So therefore, says the Tanya, when a person has this kind of a tshuva, right, tshuva mehava, which means he has this burning desire to cleave onto Kodesh Baruch Hu, he says, "Bal tshuva mehava rabazu." It is this level of tshuva concerning this type of a great love that Chazal say. That his original Averis that they turn into mitzvahs. Why? In other words, what the Tanya is saying a tremendous thing. What the Tanya is saying is follows. You can have a Baal Choyte. You can have a Baal Choyte. And then a Baal Choyte decides, you know, I want to do tshuva. There could be many, many reasons why a person decides to do tshuva. There could be many, many reasons. Then there's a situation is where it was the chet itself. Because of the chait, because he was so removed, and he felt so lost, and he felt himself so cut off, that himself was the impetus, that now he becomes ever closer than he was before the chait. It means that the chait gufa brought him closer to Kodesh Baruch Hu. So being that the chait gufa brought him closer to Kodesh Baruch Hu, so therefore there's the doinis nasli kizochis. Why? Because if not for the Aveira, he wouldn't have been that high. If not for the Aveira, he would not have been in this level connected to Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's davke because of the Aveira. That he was so distant and was so far that created now this tremendous burning desire to become close to Kodesh Baruch Hu. So it comes out that the Aveira goof is the sibah of this tshuva, of this level of tshuva. Therefore, the Aveira itself is considered like a mitzvah, because the Aveira itself did something very positive in his life. The Aveira was the cause, the Aveira was the sibah. It's not that it was an Aveira and he did tshuva. The Aveira itself was the sibah why he's reaching so high, why he's able to climb so high and become so closely connected, and he has this drive and he has this force and he has this tremendous tamon to Kodesh Baruch Hu. So it comes out that the Aveira Gufa was the Sibir of being connected to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Not for the Aveira, he never would have had this need or this feeling of thirst. So being that the Aveira Gufa is the Sibir of this tshuva, so the Aveira Gufa now turns into a mitzvah, turns into something positive. I want you to know that the same thing is also agav, the same thing is also lehefech also. Everybody knows, for example, the Mishnah says, that Hoimer, if someone says, Echtev Oshuv, now I will sin and I will do tshuva, Echtuv Oshuv, Ein Maspikim Yodalasa Tshuva. Shemayim will not, right, will see to it that he'll have great difficulty to do tshuva. MSP can be other. He will sort of not allow him, right, to do tshuva. Hasemis explains this as why. Why if a person says echtev oshuv, why is MSP can be other last tshuva? So the Hasemis says as follows. Because usually a person's chayte, and then he decides to do tshuva. What it means is, the chet was one situation, it's one incident, and the tshuva is a separate incident. So the chet is the chet at the time, and the tshuva then is a tshuva. A person says, echtev oshuv, what does that mean? I'm sinning because I know that there is a concept of tshuva. It means if not for the concept of tshuva, I wouldn't sin. Why am I sinning? Because I'm saying to myself, big deal, I can do tshuva. In such a case, the tshuva is the sibah of his chet. Because if not for the concept of tshuva, he would not be chayte. If tshuva itself is the sibah of chet, then tshuva cannot be mechaper on the chet. Tshuva can work for over a chet, to wipe out a chet, where the tshuva itself was not the sibah, was not the catalyst of the chet. But in the situation, in an area of echtev oshuv, says the Sfasemis, then the tshuva gufa was the reason of his chet. If the tshuva gufa was the reason of his chet, that was promoted the chet, that was what prompted the chet, then the tshuva cannot help. Because that gufa was the sibah of the chet. The tshuva is part of the ingredients of his chet. So how can the tshuva get rid of his chet if the tshuva gufa is the ingredient that created his chet? It's because of echtev oshuv, right? It's because I know I can do tshuva, that's why I was chayted. So the tshuva itself was the reason of my chet. If the tshuva itself is the sibah of my chet, then the tshuva, that same tshuva now, right, can now turn around and wipe out my chet, says the Sfasemis. So it works really on both nekudas. And the truth is, so the Tanya is telling us the truth, that if a person does tshuva on this high madrega, that even if someone ate macholas asuras, which is the sholish klipos atmeis, which Bepashtis, he says, will never be able to be uprooted until Mashiach comes completely, unless you do such a high level of tshuva, says the Tanya, which is tshuva me'ahava. We'll mention agav urche, which the Tanya is not mentioning over here, but you know, the Gemara tells us in the Masechtas Yuma, in Perek Yom HaKippurim, that there is the Dalet Chiluke Kapora. There's two levels of Averis. If you're over on the Mitzvah Saseh, for example, which is the lowest level of Chet, the Mitzvah Saseh, so all you have to do is do Tshuva, and you're Meichel. Then if you're over on a Lav, right, you're over on a Lav, sometimes you need a Karbon, sometimes you don't need a Karbon, then you need Yom Kippur with it, and so on and so forth. Chazal say that if a person is over on Chilul Hashem, that's the highest Madrega of Averis, and he says, Mises Mechaper. In other words, it says, even Yesurim, even Yom Kippur does not help you. If someone was Machal Hashem, Shemayim, Chil Hashem, there's no Kapar in this world. He has to die. Comes the Minchas Chinuch. Also, Hagoyin Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan of Kovna says the same thing in his Sefer. And both say, when Chazal say that even Tshuva cannot take care of Chil Hashem, only Mises Mechaper, that's talking about Stam Tshuva. But if a person does tshuva me'ahava, we have learned that we have been told that zedoinus, nasin, kizochias, that the aveira turns into mitzvahs. Well, the aveira turns into mitzvahs, then the aveira doesn't exist. Namela, even on chilul Hashem, but the Gemara says that only mises mechaper, that's referring, unless a person does tshuva me'ahava. This is a tremendous yediya that the Menachas Chinuch is mechadish, as well as Rav Yitzchak Elchanan, as we say, too great meforshim, to point out that when you learn the Gemara in face value, Chil Hashem, there's no Eitzah, even though there's other things as well. Rabbeinu Yoni talks about maybe Kiddush Hashem is the antidote to Chil Hashem Shemaim and so on. But the Gemara says that even Tshuva is not Mechaper on Chil Hashem. It means Stam Tshuva. If you didn't talk about the Tshuva Me'ahava, the level of Tshuva Me'ahava is something that is able to be Mechaper, even on Chil Hashem. Because Tshuva Me'ahava is the Donis Nasim Kizochias. So even the Sholish Klippos HaTmeis, someone ate Macholis Asuras, have a tikkun for what? To tshuva me'ahava. However, says the Tanya, aval tshuva shloi me'ahava, but if it's tshuva is being done not me'ahava zu, it does not come from such an intense ahava. Avshi tshuva nechayna, even if it's a good tshuva. A tshuva that's not tshuva me'ahava is also a good tshuva. Because he had charot elamaisa, right, on the past. He had charot on the yovar. And he had kabbalah liyosif. So it's also a good tshuva. To the extent, v'ashem yislach loy, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will forgive him. Mekol mokoyim b'tzav kosav. If it's not tshuva me'ahava, v'nasa loy kizochiyus. Right? It will not return. It will not be transformed into a mitzvah. Me'mele, in such a case, ve'ein oylem haklipa legamre. So me'mele again, these evil forces, when someone ingests macholas asuras, will not be released completely from the klipa. He says, ad eis kates, until the end of time, shivula hamovas l'netzach, when Misa will be swallowed up forever. So So what we learn is akoponim, that the only way that the energy in the koyach of macholes asuris is released from the klipos is only through tshuva mehava, from that high level of tshuva. But otherwise, he says, it will not be released. So I'd like you to take a look here a little bit on the sheet. I'm just going to take a look and you'll see how the avodas Hashem of our great people. First of all, you see, we see over the Tanya talking about that dvarim hamutarim, that the achila should be l'shem shemayim. So you shouldn't think that this is just something that the Tanya demands, because the truth is, you're looking Shulchan Aruch Ha'er Chaim, and again, maybe it shows how much really there's more avodah, how much work we have left for ourselves, you know, to be oiler. And we see that really what is demanded of us, looking, we're talking about now simple Shulchan Aruch, by the way, which is a very, very famous siman of Shulchan Aruch. And it's kedai just to take a look at it a little bit. Take a look at Shulchan Aruch Ha'er Chaim. Reish Lamed Aleph, Shekol Kavanois of Yilashem Shemaim, Boi Sif Echad, the entire siman is one sif. If the person cannot learn unless he sleeps a little bit in the afternoon, yishon, let him sleep. Why? He should be able to learn. Not a long sleep. It means only very short sleep. He allows you 60 breaths there. And even that little bit that you're sleeping during the day, right, in all of your maze, no matter what you do, do'ehu, know there's a Rabbi Nishloilam. Anything you do in the world of Gashmius, we're talking about. What does that mean? Kol masecho, all of your maizim. All of your ma'ase means shafila dvarim shel rishus kiyon achila v'shtiyah v'halicha v'yeshiva v'hakime v'tashmish v'asicha v'chol tzorchei gufach yiyu kulam l'avodas baracho. Or l'dover ha'goyrim avodoso. At least it should be something that leads to avodas Hashem. Shafila ho'yetzomei v'rov, even if he was thirsty and hungry. Imochal v'shosa l'hanosoi. But if he ate and he drank simply l'hanosoi eina mishubach, this is not praiseworthy. And this is not only b'achila v'shti, as he pointed out, v'chem b'shchiva, when you go down to sleep, lie down to sleep, ain't tzorach leimer. I don't have to tell you, if you still have koich to learn, then you don't go to sleep, he says. Because he wants to pleasure himself with sleep. But that's needless to say, that if a person still has koich to be yoshik b'toyre, you don't substitute it by going to sleep. But I feel when you're tired and you have a right to sleep, you have to sleep. And I feel with man shu yoga, b'tzorach lishon. But even when you're tired and you must sleep, in order to rest from your yegiyah. But im also la noas gufay eina mishubach. Eli yischav melos is sheino leino vel gufay menucha letzorach abrius. The titra of date b'toyre, that his mind shouldn't wander. Right? Shouldn't. That he should be able to concentrate and learn Torah. And the same thing he says b'sich and so on and so forth. Kisri says everything, and he continues further, everything a person should do. So I want to show you, this is the Mechav and Shulchan Aruch. What does the Mishnah Brura, the Chofetz Chaim, tell us? He brings the Chai Odom. Look a little further, Mishnah Brura. Look, we have two lines of Mishnah Brura here, right underneath. Look in the bottom, look at Mishnah Brura, the next thing. Eli Yischav Mishnah Yoichal. In other words, when you eat, have Kavon and Titl Shem Shemayim. Says the Mishnah Brura, this sounds like a Chassidish Rebbe here. Look what he says. V'ra'isi la'an Shemayse. He brings from the Chai Odom. That I saw El Chayidin. This sounds like some Musa Sefer, you know, from some Chassidish Sefer here. Here he's talking, this is the Mishnah Brura, this is Mamish in the Mishnah Brura. And who says this? The Chai Odom says this. Chai Odom says this. That before they ate, they wouldn't say like a sort of like a Lishem Yichud type idea. They didn't say the word Shem Yichud. They say, but Al Kapadim, they say something very close. It's something, Hinini Reutze Lecho Velishtois. Right? Have Koyach. Have Koyach Laboyde Saboyre. So I want to show you, Rabbi Sai. I want to show you. I'm just going to speak out to you. You remember Rashi, the Oiv Yisrael says, there's no time to go into that, but I'll show you something further. The Oiv Yisrael says a very Adover Niflamoy, the Apteruf, by the way, also Talmud of the Magid. These are all, you know, the same Tekufa. You're talking about Latanya, Rabbi Maila, Rabbi Zisha, all of them. So the Oiv Yisrael, he says, you know, Kosh Brochus is Tavro Mavino, Lech Lecho Meyarza Chomelatcho. This is one of the Yeser Nisyonis, one of the Ten Nisyonis, tests of Avro Mavino. And Rashi says, Lech Lecho Lanoscho Letoivoscho. You know, lecho, for your benefit. And all the Mepharshim ask, so what is the Nisayan? If a Kadosh Baruch Hu promised them all the good things, if you stay here, you're not going to have anything. No children, no wealth, no nothing. But if you go, you're going to be popular, right? You're going to have a great Meir, Meshem Toiv, and you're going to have Bonim, you're going to have children. Kani, after Zoychel, Bonim, there. So Rashi comes along, and it says, Ve'etchol, Goy Godel. So Rashi says all physical brokers. Rashi says Veschol Gagodl, Davarechol Bemomoin, Veschol Gagodl, you have a lot of children and so on and so forth, right? And then Rashi says Dovaracha. Dovaracha means another pshat on the Eschol Gagodl, I'll make it a great nation, Davarechol, a spiritual pshat. Rashi says, famous Rashi, you know what Rashi says? Veschol Gagodl, Deshoimer Melechi Avrom. In other words, down the generations when people are going to daven, they're going to mention Melechi Avrom, they're going to mention Melechi Yitzchok, Melechi Yaakov. All of a sudden, the Eschol Gagodl, Dovaracha. Totally different pshat. Now, usually when Rashi says Dovaracha, you know, there's a reason. That's not Papasha Pshuta Shel Mikra. When Rashi says Dovaracha, there's something where Rashi was bothered by. First pshat, Vavarechacho means Momoin, Veschol Gagodl means fame, children, all these Gashim is the Gebrochos. And then Dovaracha, everything is spiritual. So the Oyev Yisrael says, Avomavino, when a Kishbochu speaks to him, he speaks to him like a Kishbochu speaks to a Novi. In Novi, basically, Chutz Moshe Rabbeinu, he saw Aspaklaria Hamira, he saw things very clearly. But a Navi, basically, he sees, gets messages and signals. And the Navi, depending from where he comes from, interprets those signals according to the personality of the Navi. Therefore, we say, Ein Shnei Nevi'im Misnabim Misigna Nechod. No two Nevi'im, by the way, who can get the same message, but they're not going to say it exactly the same way. Because the signals are interpreted according to the personality of the Navi. Avraham Avinu hears the words, Vavarechacha, Ve'etzchol Gagodl. The Yetzirah says it means money. The Yetzirah says it means bonim. It means fame. Avraham Avinu hears something else. Dovarachar. He hears no. He hears the Eschol Gagodl. Same words. He says to them to the Yetzirah. The Yetzirah says, "Nah, we're not talking about money. We're talking about kedusha l'kavrom. You're going to tell the world. You're going to travel away from here. You're going to go away ma'artzcho malatcho, and you're going to teach the world that there's the Rabbeinu Shlom. People are going to know there's the Avram. They're going to know there's the Lekei Yitzchok. You have a mission. You have a spiritual mission in the world." The Nisayon of Avraham Avinu was how to interpret all the things that Kadosh Baruch Hu told him. Does it mean in a physical way, in a gashmizdik way? Or does it mean, Taki L'Shem Shomayim, Lech Lecho, Laham Noschol, Toivotcho? Or am I going to hear in the message of Kadosh Baruch Hu, I have a mission, that my avodah is to do everything in life L'Shem Shomayim? That was the Nisayon. Vayelech Avraham, Kashadibar Elav Hashem, he didn't do it, Laham Noschol, Toivotcho. He did it because Kadosh Baruch Hu told him to do it. That's L'Shem Shemayim. To overlook all of the temptations that to be mechavim. It would be easy to be mechavim for Mama and for all these things. From Avinu transcended all that. He saw one thing. Kadosh Baruch Hu told me to do something. I have a mission. It's not L'Nosho. It's not the Tevoscho. Even though on the one hand, this is what I hear. Right? But Ve'elech Avram, he doesn't go for all the Gashmizdik things. The reason that he goes, Kashadibar Elav Hashem. He goes L'Shem Shemayim. So I want to show you something here. We turn the sheet on here. Turn the sheet on the side. You have here something very interesting. There's a Sefer Oir al-Chonon that was written about the life story of Rabbi Chonon Wasserman, a Sefer called Oir al-Chonon. And from that Sefer, it's brought down, we turn the sheet on the side. Af Bedeir Seinu, the Sefer, it's from the Sefer Oir al-Chonon. It's number 3 that we have here. Af Bedeir Seinu Achroinim Zochinu Liyehudim Balem Adrege, Shekol Maaseim Hoyerak L'Shem Shomayim. It's not for the personal, right? Not for the personal gain, not for the personal interest. Heid ha'goyin Rabbi Chonon Wasserman, al rabo ya'choset shebekehune Rabbi Yisrael meir ha'koyin balachof etzchayim, zecher tzadik v'kodesh l'vrocha, sheshem Hashem lo imosh misif soysov. The name of Hashem never left his lips. Always upon his lips with the shem Hashem. V'chol dover kotten kagodl, small or big, Osohu, he did it rak leman shemoy yizborach. The apkasher his choine in lachse mishemoy. And when he wanted to sign his name on a receipt, simple signature, right? Al kabole, the hitvul takulmas, and he dipped the pen into the ink to sign his name. Bidyoy, Omar, he said, l'shem Hashem yizborach. Amazing thing. Everything. Common thing. I'm signing a check, right? L'shem Hashem yizborach. It's the reason I'm doing it. I'm doing it. Everything's l'shem Hashem yizborach. This is my kavone. Chofetz Chaim, as the Bachonon was made. Now look at something beautiful. We'll conclude with this. Take a look here at number 4. You know that the whole Nisayon with the Meraglim going into Eretz Yisrael, realize what was the issue here? To go into Eretz Yisrael, not to go into Eretz Yisrael. There's an amazing part here you see from the Belzer Rebbe. We'll do this very quickly. We can do this. You see here, it's a sefer called Mesoyis Doidim. says Divrei Kod Kedushas Mon Admir Bisocha Doiv Mebelze Bepasha Shlach Vayikra Moshe Leishua Ben Nun Yehoshua. And Rashi says he changes his name Hoshea to Yehoshua. He adds a Yud Yud Kei Ko, meaning his Palal of Ko Yehoshiachu Batzas Meraglim, right? The Tzorach Biur Lomas Palal of Dafke B'Shem Ko. Why was he Dafke? You know, Kodesh Baruch has many names that he's known by. Why was Moshe Mispalel with the shame Ko? So the Belzer Rebbe said, Ubir al pi hamavur b'sfor magdoshim, inyan tois hamaraglim. What was the tois hamaraglim? Why did they not want to go into Eretz Yisrael? Shloi rotzel ikon to Eretz Yisrael machma shechoshvu. They thought shirag b'midbar sheyorlem lechem and ashomayim v'osku klal binyona oylam hazeh efshelasik b'toyret. The Meraglim knew once you go into Eretz Yisrael, you go back to a natural life. In the Midbar, Man Men HaShemayim, the bear is the water. That's the way you sit and learn. They are quoting a man. They get them for Oivim. They for Ninten. You have to go into Eretz Yisrael. Now you have to be Chayrish and Zereya, the Kaitzer. What kind of Avodah is he? How can he serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu who's going to be busy with the Inyon Oilam Hazeh? The Meraglim thought, only in the Midbar can a Yid really Oile, right? In Avodah Hashem. Where it's a life of ruchnius, Avol Beretz Yisrael Shloi Yorad Hamon Vitzarchu Yisrael Lasik Binyoin Olam Hazeh. Ba'avoydis Sodo Yisukromim. Right, and they'd be busy in the fields and in the vineyards. Shuv La Yuchlu Lasik Kiroi B'Toyru Ba'avoydis Hashem. V'lachein Rotzu. So the Meraglim wanted Limenoya Es Kinisosom Shal Yisrael Eretz Yisrael. They figured Gashmis and ruchnius don't mix. Avoydis Hashem has to be Kulei ruchnius. You can't live a life of Olam Hazeh and at the same time excel in Kedusha and in Ruchnis. That was the mistake of the Meraglim. Now, Ulam HaMeraglim Tov B'Kach, the Meraglim made a mistake. Why? Because B'Yemes Zehu Rotzen HaBoyeris Baruch Shemai Kodesh Baruch Hu created the natural world. Shodom Yasoik Binyonon Hazeh. Fakeh, the Kodesh Baruch Hu created the world that we should be Oisik. V'chol Masov, Kol Masov, like the Shulchan Aruch said, right? All the Maisim should be L'Shem Shemayim. The Raya Ludover, what's the Raya? That even our Gashmis is supposed to be elevated? Kodesh Baruch Hu bore us all the Murkiv Meguf Chumri Ofer Manadoma, right? Kodesh Baruch Hu created man, Chelik Ruchni, and Chelik Gashmis. The Nishom is Ruchni, but the body is Ofer Manadoma. Ve'yachikach Nofach Biapov Nishmas Chaim Ol Nelyen. It's a combination. The body of a person is a combination. Ofer Manadoma, Gashmis, Oilam Hazeh, and Nishmas Chaim. The whole Zekedei Lehoirois to teach us Shitzorach Lavdus Hashem Gam Binyona Olam Hazeh. Kodesh Baruch Hu created the human body, but the Gashmi is the Geguf, offer him an Adoma, to show that you serve Hashem even Yon Olam Hazeh. How? Al Yidei Sheyechavin Leyachoid Hakol Bilti Lashem Levadoi. V'lechein Osam Lom Kodesh Baruch Hu Eretz Yisrael Eretz Zovas Chol Vedvash Eretz Zovas Chol Gashmi is Eretz Zovas Chol Vedvash. No. That's Guf of the Avodah. That's the challenge. That's the test. To take Gashmis and to transform Gashmis into Ruchnis and to elevate it L'Avodah Hashem. Now, where do you see that concept? From the Shem Ko, Yud K. What is the role of the Yud? What is the role of the K? The Yud is as follows. V'nedover zeh yeshlumad mishem Yud K. The Yisabi Gemara, the Gemara tells us alakosu. Bitchu b'Hashem. Mor menoches daf choftes. Bitchu b'Hashem adayad ki beko Hashem tzur olamim. HaKadosh Baruch created the worlds olamim. He created two worlds. With the Shem Ka. What does it mean? So Chazal say, Shekhadosh Baruch Hu Tzayir Ho Oilomois, he formed the world B'Shem Ka. Oilom Habo Nivra B'Yud, V'Oilom Hazeh Nivra B'Hei. Nimtso Shem Ka. So what is the Shem Ka? It's a combination. Ka is a combination of Oilom Habo and Oilom Hazeh. Merameis, Shehodom Tzorech Le'yachid Beiz Oilomois. A person is supposed to connect. The avoid of a person on this world is to lessen the gap. The gap that there is between Olam Hazeh and Olam Habo, our avodah is to bring the two worlds together. Ki beko Hashem tzur alomim. Our avodah is to connect Olam Habo with Olam Hazeh. To live a life of Olam Habo in our Olam Hazeh digi world. B'shem Shemayim, he says. B'bchinez b'chol drochecho da'eyu. So Meili says, that's the pshat. V'zeh u'in shispalon Moshe al Yeshua. He says to him, ko Yoshiacho matzas meraglim. Because being that the toys of the Meraglim was, that what? You can only be an Oivet Hashem in Eretz Yisrael, which Kulei Ruchni is. They thought, in the Midbar, which Kulei Ruchni is, they thought going to Eretz Yisrael, we're going to have to now be busy with Zovas Chol Vedvash. Right? Now you're going to have to be busy now with Sodo Yisukromim. That there's no Avodis Hashem. Ko Yeshiacho. Yeshua, remember the Shem Ko. Cause Yud K. To combine Gashimis and Ruchnis. That is the Avodah. That's what Kodesh Baruch Hu Gufa wants. The human body is created from both elements, from Gashimis and Ruchnis. The Avodah in the Midbar was a temporary. That's not the Kavona. That's not really the Mechuvim. So that akaponim is what we see from the Tanya. The idea is, the Tanya says, is that even the dvorim hamutorim to eat l'shem shemayim. That explains the pasuk in Mishlei, in Perik Yudches, letavo, says the pasuk, yevakesh nifrod, says Rashi, letavo yevakesh nifrod, that a person who is looking for taiva, nifrod, he separates himself from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because his mission on this world is everything that he does, to utilize all the physical abilities, utilize his physical body, utilizes his gashmi body, is to connect it and to mal and to elevate it to Kodesh Baruch Hu. This is the avoda, as the Tanya pointed out, takaponim to tshuva mahava, a person still able to right all of the wrongs, and therefore be zoich again to the highest level of kedusha.